Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Friday, this 3rd of April here at KQWC. Pat Powers being joined today with Iowa State Representative Shannon Latham. And Shannon, very good day to you. Happy Easter weekend to you.
Thank you, Pat. Same to you.
Yeah. I think the big story this week occurred in the Iowa State Legislature had to do with the increase in the speed limit when it comes to traveling our roads for many years. It's been at 55 miles per hour for secondary roads, but now you've decided to jump it up another five notches up to 60 miles per hour.
That's right. So Senate File 378 would raise the state speed limit, as you said, to 60 miles an hour on roads that don't already have specific speed limits, like interstates or in areas where, of course, you know, it needs to be a lower speed limit. And the Iowa Department of Transportation also can factor in, you know, if there have been accidents, if it's an area like curves or hills. So it's going to increase the speed limit on a lot of our roadways for sure, but then there are also are some protections in place.
And I believe it goes back to the Senate for further conversation, I believe?
Yes, correct. So we amended it in the House, and as we've talked about on your program, we always have to pass a bill in the exact same language from the House to the Senate. And so now it goes back to the Senate for their final consideration. So if people are still concerned about that bill or want to make some changes, now would be the time to talk with your senator about that.
And we'll find out in the coming weeks how that will turn out for all motorists in the state of Iowa, jumping up from 55 up to 60 miles per hour. So we'll see what happens with your colleagues there in the Iowa State Senate. But one of the big bills this week focused in the Iowa House had to do a lot to do with agriculture when it comes to our farm equipment, and had been reviewed there in the Iowa House this week.
That's right. So that is a bill that I had a chance to work on when it was in the House Ag Committee, and then it went on to the House Ways and Means Committee. It passed through the subcommittee again this week, and it's called the Right to Repair Bill because, as you know, tractors have become more technologically advanced. There's more, just like cars, there's more computers, there's more digital that impacts it. And so it's making it more and more difficult for farmers to be able to make those repairs. And as we know, during the busy planting and harvest season, when you're down, time is money. And so there are times when their equipment just can't get worked on. Sometimes you're waiting in line at the service repair store. And then also at other times, you know, you just want to be able to save that money. So not only can it speed things up, but it also can save farmers money.
All right, so that was discussed this week in the Iowa State House of Representatives. I believe there was one other bill there, too, from what I saw, about magistrates in the state. Am I right on that?
That's right. So that bill did pass off the House floor. And what that really does is just try to streamline our systems. There are some areas of the state where the magistrates just are not busy. There are others where they're extremely busy. So we're really trying to put the people where the workflow is.
Mm-hmm. What kind of reaction have you heard from Iowa lawyers and judges and such on that?
Well, I believe this is something that Chief Justice Susan Christensen even mentioned during her condition address that she makes annually to the Iowa legislature. There needs to be some cost savings measures in place. This one saves, just because of the efficiency, it saves a great deal of money. And my understanding too is that, let me see if I can find a little bit more information on it here, is that it was going to happen, so there's areas, for example, in the southern part of the state where people just are not as busy as they are in other areas. So it just makes sense. It's more efficient use to have people, have the magistrates be busy. And so that's really what it's taking a look. So it's going to, this bill is going to increase judicial officer salaries and link the magistrate salaries to a percentage of the district judges. So it also should be increasing some salaries along the way, but like I said, also have a cost savings measure in place. It's going to also, I remember them talking about this process of how the magistrates would be really appointed would be similar to how other components of the judicial system or other components of judges are also, I'm sorry, I'm like not communicating this very clearly, but it would make it more consistent throughout that judicial system as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with State Representative Shanda Latham, who represents Hamilton County there in Des Moines in the Iowa State House. Did you care to comment, Shannon, on the what's happening with child care workers and child care assistants? I know that was discussed also this past week.
So, Pat, that's something I'm not sure what was discussed
okay.
at the Capitol this week about that.
Sure.
It wasn't in my committee.
Okay.
But I do know in the past that is, you know, child care is something I've definitely been very supportive of. And one of my main concerns is that the bills, or at least the legislation that's been talked about, has, you know, really, one of my concerns is that it would undo what's worked well in Hamilton County. So the bills that have been passed, talked about in the past, would change it so that Hamilton County would become part of a district that would include Des Moines. And so my emphasis has been on, let's make sure this stays as local as possible. And so I'm not sure what was discussed this
sure.
week, but that is where my focus would still be, or my priority and concern would be, is just making sure that Hamilton County doesn't get lost if it's put into a district, you know, with counties. I just don't think you can take a cookie-cutter approach when you've got counties that have such different needs, counties of such different sizes.
Indeed. Anything else you covered this week there in Des Moines there, Shannon, there at the State House?
Yeah, so it was just another week where we passed a few bills off of the Iowa House floor, and then we had talked last week, you know, what will the focus be? So this week that freed up more time for us to start beginning on taking a look at our budgets. I believe in the week ahead, we will see budget bills released from the Iowa House, and at least more efforts for that will be underway once those bills get released. That'll also make the Appropriations Committee have more work to do. But as we've talked before, we have to pass the budget before
right.
we can adjourn sine die for the year. So that is the part. And then also, I believe next week we'll be talking more about that property tax proposal as well. That passed out of the House Ways and Means Committee, I think it was 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it still needs to be considered by the full House yet. So I think we'll hear more about that. I expect to hear more about that too when I go to the forum today in Webster City.
Let's talk more about that. That's coming up 11:30 today, Friday the 3rd, and that'll be held at the Briggswoods Conference Center, south of Webster City. You know that you'll be joined by State Senator Dennis Guth and the public invited to come share their ideas, their questions, comments, and concerns. As I know you're still busy. I should say that this event was to have been held, I think, 3 or 4 times, but had to be called off because of the weather, but I think you'll be in for good shape today. Maybe rain, but we'll wait and see.
Rain is better than snow at this time of year,
but precipitation,
I think, is welcome right now.
Absolutely. Again, we'll hear more next week about the property tax situation there in Des Moines, but again, we invite you to come over to the Briggswoods Conference Center, come meet Shannon and Dennis today, 11:30. That'll be held at the Briggswoods Conference Center. Anything else with the good of the cause today there, Shannon?
I can't think of anything else. I appreciate
okay.
the opportunity to come on and talk with you today.
Absolutely. Shannon Latham, State Representative from Sheffield.